pajamas and poop shorts in the clubs is no-no.
I don't know where they doing that shit. That ain't even they ain't even heard of, bro.
They do it in places where everybody snuff somebody up.
I would not be in them places.
Quick disclaimer. Welcome to the We're Not Experts podcast. What you're about to hear is for entertainment purposes only. It is not meant to be taken literally. Just like any other information, you need to do your research first. We're not experts, but you should also research information that these quote-unquote experts tell you anyway. God bless you all. Thank you for listening. Cue the theme music.
What's going on? It's your boy Tez Reacts. Back at it again with another episode of the We're Not Experts podcast. First and foremost, I want to take the time to thank my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I want to thank these guys for being here. I want to thank you guys for listening. All right, just to add on, I know there's a disclaimer at the beginning, but I want to reiterate it, right? Well, you can listen to us if you want, but we're not necessarily people that think that you should take every single word that we have for you and apply it to life, right? A lot of this stuff is just jokes, so just take it as that, all right? How y'all boys been this week?
Hey, man, listen, shit have been different. I mean, I stepped out yesterday, you know, something I ain't doing a minute, you know. Unk shouldn't be out in these streets, but, you know, they had this 30 and up little thing popping, so I stopped through there just to see what it was hitting for. You know what I mean? I got to get out in these streets. That's about it.
I ain't gonna lie, 30 and up clubs and 30 and up parties is all I really want to go to at this point in my life anyway.
Yeah, I can't do that young boy shit, man. It's not in my wheelhouse anymore.
Nah.
And motherfuckers are still about to fight in that thing, and that's the only thing I was trying to avoid. I'm like, yo, here we go.
Yep.
Old ass trying to be young. You know what I mean? I went in there with my button. I mean, it's North fucking Carolina, man. I went in there I'm thinking 30 and up, motherfuckers gonna be up in there, you know what I mean, dressing right. North Carolina, I just have to accept it, man. Basketball shorts and fucking Jordans and shit. Fuck. Nah, I don't know.
Hey, that's a red flag for me when they rocking around in basketball shorts in the club.
Yeah, I mean, it's different. I mean, and I get it, right? This is not Raleigh, it's not Charlotte, right? It's not the major cities, you know what I mean? Which I'll probably have to go check out myself. But yeah, that shit was rough.
Pajamas and poop shorts in the clubs is no-no.
I don't know where they doing that shit. That ain't even they ain't even heard of, bro.
They do it in places where everybody snuff somebody up.
I would not be in them places.
Gotta be comfortable, you know what I mean? Gotta be comfortable stomping somewhere. And go take a sleep right at it. Don't even change. Come on, we just get right in the bed.
I ain't gonna lie. The type of clubs I like to go to, I like seeing motherfuckers dressed like John Cena used to be back in the WWE, where he used to rock the jean shorts and the basketball jerseys. I see one of them in the club, I know for a fact that everything about to be all good. What you been up to, B?
Oh, man, I've been good, man. I'm good, man. Take care of the kids. I had a good week. Well, not a good week, but like, I don't know if I was telling y'all about my homeboy, my best friend. He got killed. They've been looking for the killer. They finally found him. So we're about to start, you know, going to the court dates and, you know, to see this stuff. But that's a plus. That's a good thing.
Absolutely.
Definitely positive.
All right, so for me, this week has been a pretty good week. I got the chance to speak to just spend time with the kids, spend time with the family, right? And I came to the conclusion that my kids might be a little delusional when it comes to money in general, right? So I was having a conversation with my son, and he is in the fifth grade now. And I was just asking him, you know, what do you want to be when you grow up? And he looked me dead in my eyes and said, I want to work at McDonald's. And I was like, well, that's cool for like a starter job, man. Like he said, no, Chick-fil-A is where you want to work. I was like, that's cool for a starter job and whatnot. But I was like, what do you want to do after that? He's like, that's it. That's what I want to do. And Then I had to ask him, I was like, all right, so you want to live in a house like you live in right now? He's like, no, I want a bigger house. I was like, but fuck, you have to dream a little bit bigger, kid. So then me and him had a conversation, and I was just kind of running him down the things that he's good at. And I was like, you're good at math. You want to be an engineer? He's like, no. And then he's like, I don't even really like math like that. But I was like, you're good at it. And we start having a conversation about that. So I'm pretty much trying to help him plan what it is that he wants to do with his future, starting at, well, he just turned 11 2 days ago. But I wanted to ask y'all, when do y'all think you should start talking to your kids about what it is that they want to do as they get older?
Yeah, I run first with this because I have a little bit of experience in the matter, I think. So I'm probably going to be a little bit long-winded. As a kid, right, I was growing up, and I remember I grew up in a big family. It was a lot of us in the house, you know what I mean? And I was saying I was probably about 6'5", right? And our parents used to ask us, well, my grandma, a little older, right, because she used to have all the kids, basically, and it was like one of my older cousins, like, what y'all want to be when y'all grow up? And I'm telling you, even to that date from all the way then, man, that shit still stuck with me to this day when I said I wanted to be a fucking airplane pilot. You know, the only thing I look at now, like on social media and shit like that, when I'm super bored, is fucking airplanes. The shit is crazy. So I think we should get them into it as fucking early as possible, right? And cultivate that shit throughout the fucking years. Regardless, I mean, yeah, they can divert if they grew up and, you know, they want to do something fucking different. But that's one thing I said I should have fucking did in my life. I mean, I love to fucking travel, man. That just became a thing, right? And being a fucking pilot was the best way to fucking travel. You're going to fucking have to go somewhere else. So, yeah, I think as early as fucking possible, man. Because, again, what I'm trying to get at is, obviously, you know, I have an adult son. And I never really spoke to him about it at all. And, you know, at this point in his life, you know, he just, you know, kind of confused, right? As in not really knowing, don't really have a direction. So we can instill a direction as early as fucking possible. You know what I mean? That's what I think we should do. We can identify our kids' fucking, or their attributes, what they're good at, and fucking run with it. Just like you're saying with your son being good at math. Everything in this world runs off math, and, you know, he's speaking to an 11-year-old about engineering. He don't understand engineering, right? There's multiple different types of engineering. So, yeah, he might just have to check. You change it. Just probably had to talk to him, man. And like I said, and cultivate that, because I think it'll be the best thing, right? It's something that they love since they were a kid, and throughout life, they're consistently thinking about it, looking up stuff, and it'll make them even better at their job. You see what I'm saying? Because they're always focused on it. I'm sorry for being long-winded, man. It's just what I do. This kind of like hit close to home because, like I said, still to this day, if you look at my feed, you know what I mean? That's all I look up is airplane, how jet engines work. I mean, I understand how it works already, but I just always try to look at it. I'm telling you this too with that, right? I didn't get to live my life as being a pilot because the process is going to take forever. But I'm going to build my own little jet engine, right? It's just something about flight with me now. Just something about flight. So as soon as I retire, it's just going to be a hobby. You see what I'm saying? And that's just part of it. So I'm going to build my own little jet engine myself. That's my goal right now. You know what I mean? Yeah, but that's it.
That's pretty dope, man. Maybe what about you?
I'm gonna come at this a little different. I don't feel you should ask a kid what they want to be when they get older, because you ask them what they want to be all day and they still won't do it. They still won't be it. A lot of kids like your son, they don't know what they want to be. Like he's saying he want to be that because he think that's cool right now, but he not gonna actually know what he really want to be. He may not. Like me personally, growing up, I used to tell people I wanted to be some certain things, stupid shit. And I didn't become none of that, you know, like I'm as a grown man, I'm starting to find my purpose now. Like, okay, I've been doing a lot of, you know, other work factories and, you know, shit like that. But I think I'm here to be a fucking business owner, to be honest with you. I think that's what I'm made to be. And my whole life, everybody used to ask me what I want to be, and I just always said some bullshit that I never was going to be. So, like, that's a good start to ask and stuff, but no, I feel like that's not going to do nothing.
So, yeah, I will say, people used to ask me what it is I wanted to be, and just growing up, I was always, everybody thought I was smart, right? And I would always tell people I wanted to be like a doctor, or I remember at one point I wanted to be like a firefighter, and I never really worked toward that goal. I think it's only one dude that I've ever seen outside of sports that worked toward a certain goal for a career the entire time. So when I was growing up, it was this dude named Andre, right? He didn't want to do anything but be a broadcaster on the news, and he's on the news broadcasting now. And he followed that, like he would be out there, he would be pretending that he was on the news in the classroom. And then as he got older, he started to, you know, shift his life was pretty much molded for him at that point. And I always really respected that. And that's kind of something that I want to do for my kids. At least with him, I know for a fact, so my daughters are a little bit different. They're real smart. I know they're going to go to college. They already have things that they want to do. My son, on the other hand, he's a little bit different. So I feel like with him, it's going to take me being a lot more involved in his life in order to get him to be something. That he's going to be proud of. And I don't necessarily want him to take the same steps that I took in order to try to figure things out, because I did a lot of bumping my head before I eventually figured out what it is that I was going to do in this thing that we call life. But I don't want him out here trying to bump his head and trying to figure things out. I mean, of course, he don't have to. I mean, it comes with the territory, but if I can help him a little bit, I'm going to do it.
Yeah. So what I'm saying with the dude that went into broadcasting, did his family support him, right? Like, did he have a supporting cast, right? So that's what matters too, right? You need encouragement and support. And I'm trying to tell you, dude, if you're saying what you're saying, he was doing this shit in fucking high school. He's probably better than most motherfucking broadcaster, point blank, period. Because this motherfucker's been doing this shit forever, right? Yeah. So you have broadcasters that didn't know what they wanted to do, went to school for communication, and were just like, hey, they have a broadcasting position open, right? And jump into it and don't have no background, right? Don't really know how to do it. Not saying they're not going to be good. What I'm saying is my man already had that premeditated, right? So some of the stuff he's doing is off second nature. Some of these people are thinking about it as they're doing it. So he's going to be way better at it. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. I mean, percentage-wise.
I got something better. I went to elementary school with this boy, Tiz, you might remember. Well, you know what? You never even met him because you didn't go to that school. He was 2 years under me.
I'm talking to you. Are we talking sports? Because if you're talking sports, I'm tracking a lot of people that went pro, like going sports. I'm talking just a regular career.
Well, he's not a regular career, but what I'm about to say is he went to the NBA. He was 2 years under me. We played on the same basketball team. But I used to always tell, I told him to his face back in the day, I told him straight up, like, nigga, you going to the NBA. That nigga went to the NBA.
That's all it takes sometimes, man, that can encourage me.
But the thing was about him, and he even said it when he was a kid, like, yeah, I'm going pro. I'm going to go pro. But the thing is with him is his parents, bro, his dad, like, sacrificed his whole life, bro. Like, he didn't have no summertime. He couldn't play. He couldn't do nothing. That boy was in the gym practicing, having games, road games, all to, like, he played for multiple teams. Like, bro, the fucking dedication that his parents put into this shit is ridiculous. But, you know, some kids do, they know what they're going to be when they get older. Some kids know exactly what they're going to be. Just like Andre. I remember Andre. I didn't know that's what he wanted to be, but, well, hold on. That's the same Andre, man.
Yeah, I know Andre's is like.
Oh, no, I'm thinking about Cork Settings.
Nah, yeah, that's a different.
I'm thinking about how am I say I can't even picture him being a down.
But no, what's even correct, like, so just thinking about that, right? So the reason why I didn't want to bring up athletes, right, is because there's a downside to that. I don't know if y'all know who that kid Julian Lumen is. You ever heard of him?
No.
All right, so he's a kid that was on, like, he was on all those AAU teams. He was doing all that stuff. And everybody thought he was going to be the next biggest thing. Hey, I know y'all have seen him. He's that kid to do that crazy dribbling where he looked like he moving fast, but he ain't really going nowhere. Anyway, the kid, he built up a height, and then he ended up only being about like 5'6", 5'7". He spent his entire life thinking that he was going to go pro. Still to this day, he's kind of delusional about it. He's like, dog, you 5 foot nothing. Like, you're not going pro at 5 foot nothing. Like, I wish I would take my time to Google him. I mean, to actually show y'all videos of him, because you'll know who I was talking about, but it ain't really.
I mean, it's possible he could go pro, but the chances not. Oh, man, look, man, ain't no more Earl Boykins and nah.
Nah, not at all possible. I mean, yeah, just like you're saying, man, it takes it's genes matter when it comes to sport. So I get what you're saying, as in, you know, with everything without sports, because it's just like Rudy from fucking, what is it? What's that shit called? The fucking fighting, huh?
Wait, what you talking about?
Rudy, the movie.
Oh, Rudy, yes.
The motherfucker just wasn't physically able to fucking be a football player, right? So I get what you're saying. Some of that shit ain't gonna matter. So I see why you didn't want to talk about sports.
But since we are on the topic of sports, right, and we're talking about kids and sports, let's go ahead and transition over to Bronny, right? So in case y'all haven't heard, well, Bronny, he got moved down to the G League, but Bronny will only play in G League home games. He won't travel with the team and things of that nature. And I wanted to ask y'all, do y'all think that Bronny should get some type of special treatment in the G League?
Yeah. Damn, fuck yeah. Like, who his daddy is? What? Fucking billionaire. The first active billionaire on the court. Like, he should get all the, he shouldn't even be in the G League, to be honest with you, but he's so damn trash.
Damn, the kid ain't trash.
Yeah, it's trash.
I mean, he's not trash, but he not what they see, the thing is, people fail to realize LeBron is one of a billion. He's not gonna get another LeBron. Like, I'm sorry, like, but he out there doing, you're not gonna get it. So the expectation for Bronny is crazy, and it's crazier because his younger friend, I feel like he the one.
Hold on, we can hear you cut out toward the end.
I said I feel like his younger son gonna be the one, Bryce.
Yeah, Bryce is way better. You can see it already.
Yeah, Bryce is. I feel like he gonna be the one, but Bronny, hell yeah, he should get special privileges. I don't know about not traveling with the team. Only thing I heard about that was, He didn't stay in the hotel with them as they traveled. I didn't know he wasn't playing on the actual games. I just thought he wasn't traveling, and he should get a pass for that too, because he's a fucking billionaire son. The most, you got to think, when you think of basketball, who you think of? He's the face of it. So therefore, you got to protect the whole James family, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. I mean, I fully agree with that sentiment, because think about these G League motherfuckers. Nobody know them. They don't really have security. Them motherfuckers living in a Hotel 8. Everybody pulling up in that motherfucker. You see what I'm saying? And like I said, this dude is well known, and somebody's going to try to make a name off of him. So, fuck no. He shouldn't travel with them. And some people don't get that. They're saying he's privileged or whatever. But it all comes to that support shit when it comes to making it, right? So he had the ultimate support as well. Just like you guys were saying about everybody else then making it. They just had that support behind them. Bronny don't need to fucking be, I mean, traveling at all. The dude, just like you say, he's a billionaire son, right? And somebody put it like this. They was like, this fucking Bruce Wayne playing basketball. He's a billionaire fucking basketball player, right? So you gonna put his son out there to fucking stay in a Hotel 8? Fuck no, that shit don't make no
sense. I feel like another thing when it comes to the NBA, you got.
And I don't think he's privileged, or he should be playing on a level that, a greater level. So they did a research on it. He's a second round pick. He's the 55th fucking pick, right? So they're saying it's four second round pick that ever became like a superstar, right? One is Jokic, Agent Zero, and I forgot the other two. He's a second round pick. What the fuck y'all expect from this motherfucker? Y'all expect first pick fucking talent from a fucking 55th pick. That shit is ridiculous when I hear people talk about, oh, he ain't this, he ain't that. Motherfuckers can't even name you the motherfucking 54th. They can't name you the 53rd. They can't name you the 52nd. They can't name none of them motherfuckers. But they know fucking Bronny James, the fucking 55th fucking pick, right? Come on, man. Give the kid a fucking break. Y'all don't know anybody that got picked up in the fucking second round. And I don't give a fuck how big of a basketball head you are, because I'm not. But I know ain't nobody talking about a fucking second round pick. They usually don't make it.
So for me, I see it a little bit different, right? I don't think Bronny should be getting. So I see it two ways, right? His daddy earned every single accolade. He earned that for his kids plus more, right? But I feel like if I'm Bronny, I'm going to be playing in those away games. If I really want to make a name for myself in basketball, I mean, the way that it looked to me, it looked like his heart not really in basketball. And the reason I say that is because why are you not going out there playing the games with the teams? Why are you not doing whatever you can in order to be with the team? I get it. It's just the G League and you're trying to – y'all got a whole little plan that y'all probably got going on. But it, to me, it just showed that he's not committed to actually being a good player and developing himself the way that he's supposed to. But there's – let me get this out, because I don't think there's nothing wrong with that. I think they had got a plan. I think they wanted to play together. I think they wanted to photo op. And I think that is pretty much where it's going to die out. I don't think he's committed to actually playing in the NBA. I think that this is going to be – whenever LeBron's last year is, it's probably going to be Bronny's last year too.
If you see, I can tell y'all don't really like be up on the, well, I don't know, but I feel like if you watch the media, bro, and you actually hear what LeBron and Bronny is talking about, first off, Bronny don't give a fuck to be in the NBA. LeBron said it clear. He said it multiple times, like Bronny really don't care. And he really don't have to do this. He's fucking rich as hell. This is the words that's coming out of LeBron's mouth. So, you know, he probably bet. I feel like they only did it to break history and all that. But like you said, shit, when LeBron leave, Bronny leaving. But that's on Bronny. He don't have to leave because he already got his way made. But you're right, though. I mean, you got to ball out. To stay out there, you got to ball out. So I just feel like this was going to happen. I feel like LeBron is going to do his little couple years. He's going to wait till Bryce get in. And the year Bryce get in is the year he done. I feel he got another 2-3 years in him. A strong 2-3 years, but no more than that. So, yep.
Just to add to that, I also think that when you don't have nothing to play for real, you're not going to be as good as those dudes that got stuff that they want to play for. There's a lot of dudes on that court that'll die just to play basketball, just to make that money to play basketball. You don't have that chip on your shoulder. As somebody that comes from a place of money, like when you come from money, you're not going to be able to be out there competing with those dudes that's actually out there hungry. Like, I don't know. It's just, it's a difference in mentality.
Now, I agree with you, but I don't. Because, again, I just feel like it's the talent. Carmelo's son, fucking baller of the year, bro. Carmelo's son is a fucking baller. LeBron's other son, Bryce, is a fucking baller. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, I just feel like it's so much on Bronny. He wasn't ready for all that. He's not the one. And it's okay to say that. Like, you're not the one. Like, your dad was the one, but you're not the one. And that's fine.
What were you about to say?
It's nobody the man. It's nobody the one like LeBron. There'll never be a fucking other LeBron James, point blank period. I don't give a fuck about none of these MJ fucking supporters. I get what you're saying, but I think it was the opposite than what he was saying. Listen, I'm a LeBron. But if I flip my fucking camera around, I ain't got nothing but LeBron. That's all I wear. I don't wear Jordans. I wear nothing but fucking LeBrons. I can reach down right here and pick up a pair of LeBrons. That's all I wear. But what he was saying with Bronny is Bronny don't give a fuck what y'all say. That's what he was saying. He don't give a fuck how much y'all criticize him. Listen, he thinks his kid is good. The kid have all the mentorship from the greatest that ever fucking played, right? Dude is fucking the greatest to ever play. You ever hear him sit down and talk to the kid on the bench? They got a whole bunch of little clips and snippets. As in what he's saying, he's like, go out there and play. Don't give a fuck what happened, basically, right? If you miss, just keep fucking shooting. right? Just forget. You have to forget that motherfucker that you missed it and shoot the next one like you made the last one. These are great fucking advice from a fucking great fucking player mentoring his kid. I think the kid is good. First of all, he just doesn't have the size like his dad. He's 6'3", right? Pushing some people saying he's 6'2", right? He's small. The dude can jump out of fucking gym. You can't tell me that he doesn't have the fucking drive, because a kid, a good, wealthy kid that really don't give a fuck is going to be like Michael Jordan's son over there fucking snorting doing nothing, just spending his money doing dumb shit, right? This motherfucker gives a fuck, all right? He gives a fuck. He had the support from his dad, and he just needs a little bit more time. And again, he's a fucking 55th round pick. He doesn't have all the talent. He doesn't. You know what I mean? He don't. But yeah, he gives the fuck, and he's playing hard, and he shouldn't fucking travel. I don't give a fuck. The G League is not a team. It's a bunch of motherfuckers playing to make highlights so they can get pulled up to the fucking actual teams, right? They don't give a fuck about everybody else. They worry about their number. You think that motherfucker in the G League really giving a fuck to facilitate the ball to make sure somebody else looks good so they can get pulled up to the fucking actual team? Nah, I'm out here fucking trying to make a highlight tape so I can start making that fucking money. That's what the G League is. It ain't no motherfucking, ain't no teams. We ain't here together. We ain't trying to make it. We're just trying to show off our talents. That's all that shit is. It's a talent show.
I'm going to be real. And I think y'all just actually took my mind to somewhere else, right? So we start talking about the NBA post LeBron, right? I think once LeBron leaves, I think viewership for the NBA is about to become...
It's going to tank.
Yeah, it's going to tank, and it's going to tank bad. And the worst part about that is, I mean, y'all can say it don't matter. I feel like it has something to do with all these privileged kids coming into the league and wanting to shoot jump shots. And people ain't dunking no more. They're not hungry no more. If you watch a game of basketball, like somebody going up there dunking on somebody like they used to in the 90s, they don't do it no more.
You sound crazy as hell.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You sound crazy as hell, boy.
Everybody trying to shoot a three. You got big men shooting three.
Man, you sound... Man, stop it, bro. Delete this part. Delete this. No. They out there dunking on niggas, boy.
Yeah.
Who get dunked on?
Man,
these
they shitting on niggas all night every night.
John Morant play? You ever see John Morant fucking play?
Okay. Yes. That's the reason why. That's why everybody's watching John Morant, because John Morant's the only one.
He not, though, bro. You gotta watch, bro. You don't speak on that. You don't know what you're talking about, brother. You gotta really watch it. I ain't gonna lie. Now it's time to cut into you, because... You're not accurate right now, brother. Lay you to death, though. I bet you're not accurate.
Nah. So you got who's the current big man right now? The current big man is running shit.
Shit, there's a few of them. Joel.
It's a whole bunch of them. You got Cat. You got M.
But hold on. Time out. Let's stay on Cat. What the fuck is Cat doing?
Shooting. Dunking.
He ain't dunking on no damn body. He's shooting.
Anthony.
Hell, the motherfucking three ball.
What about Anthony Edwards?
Anthony Edwards is banging on the inside, but he can only bang on the inside. That motherfucker shoot three. He pulled back to the damn three-point line and he shoot threes.
Yeah, what about AD?
Anthony Edwards out there shooting threes. So AD's actually down there banging with niggas. But then who's the person that they're trying to put the whole league on right now? It's Wemby, right? So the fuck is Wemby? What is he doing?
No, it's Anthony Edwards. Dunking on people.
He ain't dunking on no damn body.
Crazy.
He get
Anthony
maybe
Edwards?
Bro, you 7 foot fucking six.
Six.
You 7 foot six. Why the fuck are you
shooting?
You
four.
7 foot four. Same damn thing. What
are you talking about? Anthony Davis?
No, I'm not talking about Anthony Davis. I'm talking about
Wemby. He's not about to be the face of the NBA.
The face of the NBA. I'm telling
you. It's going to be Anthony Edwards.
Anthony Edwards. That's definitely who it's going to be.
Or Jason Tatum. He's one of the few ones left, bro. And even he was complaining about motherfuckers wanting to take games off and how soft the league is. Anthony Edwards is one of the last few left.
What about Antetokounmpo? He's dunking on niggas all day.
I'll give you that one. He is dunking on niggas.
Bro, you got Jason Tatum, fucking Tatum? Zach LaVine, fucking bro. I would go all day.
Yeah, it's a whole bunch, man.
Niggas say you don't watch basketball as much.
No, I'm talking big men.
Like back in the day, you had you had Charles Barkley. You had motherfuckers banging on motherfuckers.
Now, I agree with you.
There's no post game no more, bro.
On the big man side, it has slowed up. It slowed up for sure.
There's like the big men don't play like big men. They play like girls now, bro.
The game evolved though, man. It evolved to it went away from the plumbers that can't fucking shoot. The motherfucking plumber, they had to lay the ball up.
Now they shooting shit.
Up talent now.
Man, they shooting the blood out that day.
They have talent. And that
nobody's scared of none of these dudes, bro.
You crazy, man. Listen, ain't nobody.
Like back in the day, it was dudes in the paint like Shaq. You had, like, motherfuckers wouldn't. The shit that they do to Wemby, they would not be doing the Shaq.
Wemby ain't no fucking Embiid.
Embiid ain't like that.
That's crazy.
I'm gonna holler at y'all, man. You know what I'm saying? It's been a good episode. This nigga crazy.
I'm just saying they was cut a little bit different, bro.
No, I agree with you for sure.
I'm not agreeing with that shit either.
It was more aggressive.
Remember the Pistons back in the day, bro.
Yeah, it was
remember
more
the Pistons starting five. You had Ben Wallace, you had Rasheed Wallace, you had Tayshaun Prince. Motherfuckers ain't cut like that no more.
Bro, it was for sure more aggressive, bro. It was for sure. But the game, the actual talent, man, hell no, nah, bro. Like Rich, you see what they doing to Bronny out there. Bronny looking like a damn middle schooler.
I get that generation though, with what you're saying, but that's when basketball players become a basketball player. Because think about even that Detroit team. Rasheed Wallace was shooting, really shooting. Right? Tayshaun Prince ain't banging with nobody for real. He was shooting. Tayshaun Prince have a nice-ass mid-range. Wallace had a nice-ass mid-range. Ben Wallace was one of them that played football that would just talk because he was trash and all he's going to do is grab rebounds.
Wallace is not trash. I can't say that.
What?
Ben Wallace was not trash, bro.
He was trash.
You need a dude like Ben Wallace on a team like that.
Yes. He was the switch. Like, when the motherfucker... He was talentless, but had fucking abilities, right? Like, he can jump his ass off and he can
strong. Yeah, Wallace not about to come drop 30, bro.
That's what I'm saying. And he ain't shooting shit outside. Fucking 5 feet. He laying in an
airball breeze.
He ain't doing nothing else. Shit. But that's when basketball was changing from the fucking plumber, because Ben Wallace would have been one of them fucking plumbers with talent, right? But that's what I'm saying. Rasheed Wallace had skills. You know what I mean? He wasn't just one of them fucking tough dudes that want to just fight people. We talking about the generation before that generation. Like, if you were talking about the Pistons before that, like Bill Laimbeer and all these, them motherfuckers was tall-ass plumbers, bro. You can't tell me Bill Laimbeer had fucking skills. That nigga was just tall and just wanted to fight motherfuckers. You know what I mean? Like, that shit was trash basketball. These basketball players today are fucking basketball players, and they will bust any team in the fucking in the 80s ass, point blank period.
What about Giannis, bro?
Giannis?
We talked about Giannis. Yeah, Giannis he's still one of them.
You got to get these man they props.
No, I give them all the props in the world. I think they're very skilled. What I'm saying is, don't nobody want to see a bunch of motherfucking former NBA player kids playing basketball, and that's why this shit's about to tank like it is. I don't want to see a bunch of rich motherfuckers that grew up rich out here playing basketball. I'm sorry.
That's why they like that, though, because they done put in so much money, effort, and time into their fucking kids, or that's who going to the league. You right, though. It seemed like everybody kid going to the league. Like, literally, like, everybody.
Yeah, that ain't that. And that's all I was saying. Like, that's not the basketball I want to see.
No, Magic Johnson, kid.
LeVar did his big one, though. I ain't gonna lie. I don't know what happened to Jello, but he did his big one.
So I wanted to ask y'all, right? Because I seen this video. I'm going to play it for y'all. But it was just talking about people living together before they get married. And I just kind of wanted to see y'all take on it.
I didn't listen when it was told to me. So maybe I can help somebody else out. Please, please, please do not move in with your boyfriend or girlfriend until you're married.
Now, I don't really have much to say about this video. Only the same thing that I've heard majority of my life. Why would a man buy the cow if he can get the milk for free?
I just wanted to ask y'all how y'all feel about that.
some dumb bitches talking. That's what the fuck that shit sound like.
Yeah, I don't get what the fuck she said.
That's just a dumb bitch talking, right? Why bother cow if you already getting the milk for free? I gotta taste that motherfucking milk first. Why am I gonna buy this expensive ass motherfucking cow and then I don't know what the motherfucking milk tastes like and I get that shit in the straight trash? Now I just bought a fucking piece of shit ass fucking cow. Her fucking analogy is fucking trash.
Janine get the milk for free though.
That means he's smashed. He's getting all the benefits of being married before being married. So why would a nigga want to get married? So she's saying basically marry me and then I'll move in. Stupid bitch shit. But then again, right? So you want to go get married, right? Because she might have lived with the nigga and then he probably did whatever to her. But imagine if you were married, that shit is fucking 10 times worse for you to now leave. You have to experience that shit first, right? Experience that shit. Is this shit I want to live with? Yes or no? Because you're going to learn about the motherfucker for real, as in how clean they are, how dirty they are, how motivated they are. By living with the motherfucker, if I can just show you this perception of who the fuck you think I am every time I see you, and all that's all you have to go off. And then when you move in and live with me, then you see that I'm a dirty ass motherfucker. You know what I mean? I'm not who the fuck I say I am. Nigga don't brush his teeth every day. Nigga don't shower every day. Then you're gonna see that shit. You need to see that shit to be like, yo, I ain't fucking with this. So you have to taste that motherfucking milk to see if you fucking want to keep drinking, if you want to actually buy that motherfucking cow. But again, dumb is saying dumb shit, because that shit don't make no motherfucking sense.
I agree with you, bro. I feel like don't move in with a woman.
I feel like don't, if y'all ain't got like a actual like good size home, don't move in. Because you're going to need space from each other. You're going to need space.
Move the fuck in. Figure out that motherfucker. I mean, it's everybody got their own, man. Move the fuck out. Listen, I need to know who the fuck you are. I ain't marrying no fucking body until I fucking legit know who you are. If you're going to compliment me or you're going to make my life more difficult. Yeah. That's all it is.
That's my problem now, bro. I'm trying to like, and it's like, and it's crazy, Mac, because you might not figure out who this person really is until 5-6 years later, 4-5 years later, like. Even with living with them, you know what I'm saying? The ways come out. They ways come out here.
That's what I'm saying. That's why you put them through the ringer. And then you even make it seems like you're really not going to marry him, right? Then you want to see who the real fucking person is. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You tell that bitch, like, listen, we got to take at least 5 years, right? That bitch going to actually show you who the fuck she is, right? Because she like, man, it's a long-ass motherfucking time to wait. You see what I'm saying? I want to see who the fuck you are, to be honest.
Most women, well, I ain't going to say most, but a lot of women expect us to, like, pop up in their life, man. You know?
To fit them all.
Two months later, be their boyfriend. A month later, be their boyfriend. 6 months later, give them a fucking ring. Like, they figured, bro, today generation fucked up right now, bro.
It's just a fantasy, man. It's this Disney fucking fantasy shit that they grew up as a kid watching. And they think, you know what I mean? They build a male in their head that they want to fit them. And then they try to make you fit that motherfucking box and shit. Like, I fit that.
Unrealistic shit. Fucking fairy tale.
Exactly. Exactly, right? So if you talk to most chicks and shit, you got to be making a buku amount of fucking money before you can actually fucking date them. You know what I mean? Like, nah. Or to get married to. Like, y'all bugging. Most niggas make 70 grand.
And then once the woman don't feel a certain type of way, she's moving a different way. Like, man, get the fuck out of here.
Right. And again, they're all about happiness, right? They did a whole study on this saying, would you stay with your kids and their family and be miserable? Or you would rather go seek your happiness? And most of these chicks are going to go seek their happiness. And listen, you might want to cut this out because you're going to get a whole bunch of hate. But they're not looking at it from a male perspective. Like, yes, get your happiness. Your happiness should matter. But if your happiness supersedes a fucking kid development that you fucking took your time to have, you're a fucking problem. That's just my take, right? I'm not, again, we're not experts, right? That's just my take. For me, like, if you fucking leave just because of your happiness, bitch, fuck you.
Nah, for real, though. And I agree with you. And let me say this real quick. Only reason I say that, I agree with you. It's because happiness is a temporary feeling. You're not walking around happy 24 fucking hours a day. You're not happy.
And that shit is unhealthy. You fucking happy every...
That's bullshit.
Yeah, that shit crazy. Don't get me wrong. Like, if you walk the fuck away because the motherfucker putting hands on you, I commend you. Get the fuck out of there. You see what I'm saying? But if the motherfucker just don't fit the box that you wanted and he's not hurting you and y'all have a fucking kid to raise, after that kid turned fucking 18 and off in motherfucking college, then go seek your fucking happiness. You see what I'm saying? Y'all have to come to an agreement. You and the fucking male, like, listen, we both stay in here. We're going to raise this motherfucking kid. We're going to make it look right. I know it seems fucked up because I talked to a bunch of females about this. But all of them like, I will never do that shit. That's stupid. That's some dumb shit. But that's what I'm trying to say, where males are fucking invested in the fucking family. Most of them, because y'all know I'm a single fucking parent. I have my daughter, right? And I told that to my daughter mom, like, you can stay here. You can do whatever the fuck you want. You can go out. You can see your dude. You can go fucking stay with them. We just need to both be here to raise this motherfucker. She looked at me like I was fucking crazy. But I can see from her perspective and other people's perspective, because, like I said, I've talked to this to people, and they're like, yeah, that shit just look crazy. But it's not about me. It's not about her. I don't give a fuck about that. I give a fuck about this kid that I put half on is in making, but I want to make this kid the best kid ever. I mean, I have to put this kid is eventually going to go out to society, and they're a direct reflection of fucking you. You see what I'm saying? So I'm trying to make this kid the best thing possible. That I'm trying to make the best product to put on the streets. You know what I mean? By the time she's ready to go out there, right? She's not going to be a fucking tyrant. I mean, it's a female, but she ain't going to be a fucking tyrant out in these motherfucking streets. You know what I mean? Well, hopefully not, right? That's my fucking goal at the end of the day. But again, that's just me, man. I can ramble on this motherfucking topic forever, man, because again, I've asked a lot of questions, talked to a lot of people about this shit, man. But yeah, I'm going to wrap it right there.
Nah, so me personally, I see it two different ways, right? So I see it the worldly way, and I see it the Christian way, right? And the worldly version of myself, well, first off, moving in with a woman is never, never, ever, ever a good idea. And just because then you got to deal with the certain conversations that you as a man ain't going to want to, it's going to be demasculating once you have those conversations. So for anybody out there, don't ever move in with a woman.
Let me put a take in on that. And he absolutely right, because I went through it. And I went through it not too long ago. So, and it's crazy because it started out great. You know, like, shit, it was great. I had my own crib. Everything was great. The moment I moved in, shit went left, man. So I agree with you. Do not move in with a woman. If you got a woman that you want to live together with, go get the house in your name, or y'all go buy it together. Do not move in with the woman.
Yeah, straight up. But no, just to add to that, right?
No, I'm just saying, I just have a total opposite view of that. I don't give a fuck. Listen, you can move in with her. She can move in with you. Who gives a fuck? Just fucking talk about that shit. And then again, right? Just like a great poet said that you might say is a rapper. Don't take it as a loss. You have to take it as a lesson, right? So you always, it's a mindset thing, right? I learned something, and it's the benefit that, I mean, I didn't have to stay with this person, right? I moved in with her. That was her shit. At least you get to save your fucking money and bounce. That was her shit. Anyways, fuck it. You learned something, right? The bitch wasn't for you. That's what the fuck you learned, and you probably saved a whole bunch of fucking money doing so. So, I mean,
I wasted a lot of money, but
I mean, if you moved in with
in the long run, I did save money because I ain't dealing with the motherfucker. You're right.
It is. I mean, obviously, there's gonna be a lot of different scenarios. I'm looking at it as, if it's her place and she's fucking paying for it, you wasn't paying for shit. You know what I mean? What was you doing with your fucking money? You fucking stupid. Don't blame the fucking chick for that. Blame your motherfucking self. You know what I mean? You should have been saving your shit just in case that shit didn't work. And
it's hard to say when they trying to spend every dollar. Hey, when you move in, it's some females got different fucking agendas. They agenda, you know, for you to pay it all, you to do it all, for you to do majority, fuck a 50-50. They want 80-20, 90-10.
Listen, I get it, man. And it's innate human nature. A woman is not built to carry a man. It's just, she just wasn't built for doing that. You see what I'm saying? So, yes, she's going to get frustrated after a fucking while after carrying your motherfucking lazy ass, because you're a piece of shit ass fucking dude if you're just sitting there anyway. And that's probably what made her fucking frustrated. And y'all started going through that fucking problem, right? Because you were just sitting there fucking freeloading. You should have been fucking.
Hell no, nah, I went freeloading shit.
I'm not speaking.
Damn, oh, you just speaking the same person. I'm about to say, hell no, nah, that bitch got so much, she's like, nah.
Speaking in general, man. You know what they said, man. A hit dog bark, man.
No. I get what you're saying.
Nah, I'm watching that. But you should have been doing something that's like we're saying, man. Like, it's innate. I get it. It's innate. A woman can't carry a man. I get it. Right? But I'm telling you, if you was at least on your fucking purpose, she would gave you a little bit more fucking leeway. Not you specifically. If the fucking male in that situation is fucking actively trying to better themselves, I'm sure she would give him better leeway, because a woman is just like my occupation, right? They promote all potential. Your potential of doing stuff, right? And that's what she's looking at the entire time, right? So if you're a lazy ass just fucking sitting there doing nothing, she gonna drop your ass. And it's rightfully so. Don't fucking sit your lazy ass in the house all day playing fucking PS5.
And let me curve it a little bit more. So I agree with everything, but there's women out here that's gonna take care of that nigga that's jumping off the dresser and slamming in it like LeBron. They gonna take care of that man.
But those are the less than 1%. We talking about those are the plumbers, man. You know, the plumbers. You see what I'm saying?
I don't want to lie. Those are the fucking the super predators, the super
homies. Yeah, our man just got dropped.
No, so I kind of wanted to just bring it back, right? And I'm going to see if I can catch him.
Just go ahead and clip it right here, man. Try to get him back.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah. I just kind of wanted to go back to the original topic, right? And like I was saying before, I see it in two different ways, right? I see it from two different lenses. I see it from the Christian standpoint, and I see it from the worldly standpoint. And like I said, my first rule was always never move in with a woman, just because I don't want, even if you're contributing, like sometimes it still gets to that point to where she wants to, you know, throw things in your face and stuff like that, and you shouldn't allow that. But from the Christian standpoint, it's called shacking up when you live with somebody before you married. And one of the issues with going and trying to shack up is, like they were saying, you're talking about the milk and the cow, and you know, you like pretty much y'all are having sex beforehand and you're testing everything out. So why would she want to give you, you know, like why would you want to give her a ring if she's already acting like a wife and stuff like that? But my take on that is you just got to pay attention to the type of man that you're dealing with anyway. I don't think there's no real issues with moving in with somebody before y'all get married. If the man is intentional, if he wants to do right by you, he's going to marry you regardless. It don't matter if y'all were living together or y'all not living together. I mean, if that man, if he's worth a damn, or let me not even say worth a damn, if he wants to marry you, he's going to marry you. I mean, plain and simple.
I don't see it that way, man. Let's take away the horse. I mean, the cow, buying the cow before the horse, right? Let's pivot this on a fucking car. On a car, right? So you go buy you a car and never test drive it, right? That don't make no sense. Tell me any dealer that you're gonna go to where you're gonna go try to get a car, and they ain't gonna let you test drive it, all right?
And dude, what's the time limit on a test drive though?
The time I'm saying you now the dealers are letting you take the car home for a week. You test driving that thing for a week, you get to ride it, all types of shit, right? So now think about buying a used car, because that's what most of these cats are, right? You ain't getting no virgin dude that you're gonna mold, right? He ain't new off the shelf, right? So you buying this old car, right? They try to dress it up, make it look nice and clean. You being a purchaser, you like, damn, the car clean on the outside, but that's not what make the car drive. I mean, the outside of the car don't make the car move. right? So you might want to take that mechanic, right? The mechanic should be a fucking brother, right? A dad, somebody to talk to this man, right? Have a conversation. Take a mechanic with you when you go buy this used car, because you're buying a used car, right? Let them give it a look around. That's what needs to happen, right? Don't just go over here purchasing this damn car and don't know nothing, or not taking nobody if you don't know nothing about a car. It takes a whole bunch to get a car going, not just the way it looks all shiny on the outside. That's not the way a car runs. You can get a beat up car that look like trash on the outside, yeah, right? But everything that's fundamentally that's required for that car to actually operate is highly functional, right? That will run way better than that brand new outside looking car. It's a lot of stuff that we need to look into. And I think the car analogy works better than the horse and the cow thing, right? The whatever the hell that buying the cow before the milk thing, right? So I'm dead serious. That's a real analogy right there, right? It's like purchasing a damn car. You need to test drive it, put that thing through an inspection.
I think there needs to be a time limit on the test drives.
Hold on. I get where you're going at. That is true. A time limit on the test drive, right? If you know you're not going to marry the chick, bounce, nigga. Bounce.
Just don't move in at all. I mean, and if he move in and he ain't got shit going for him, he a broke dude anyway.
You got to move it. Not saying give up your crib, right? You might give up your apartment, but live in there a couple of days. You see what I'm saying? Live in there for a week. Y'all take turns, whatever. I don't care, right? It's a test drop. You know what I mean?
I can get behind that. I can honestly get behind that. I just don't think that you should just move in with somebody and y'all just be living together. But like I said, at the end of the day, it's all about preference. I know me personally, if I'm not intentionally trying to be with a person, I'm not going to move in with them. If I don't see myself with you for the long term, I'm not moving in, and we're not doing that.
But some cat do that because they're just waiting for the next one, right? Males and females do it. We just waiting on the next one. I ain't really smashing with you. Like, I'm having this extended test drive. I know I ain't going to rock with you for the rest of my life. I'm just here right now. So, yeah, you should throw a limit on it. I mean, test drive can't last forever. You know what I mean? Because if you ain't committing at a certain point, right, what are we doing? So, I like it.
So, I wanted to ask y'all, right? Just so we can kind of move on from this one. Would y'all rather talk about Polo Assassin, or would y'all rather talk about Losers with Money?
I mean, I don't care.
So check this out. I'm going to go and play this video real quick.
As I get older, man, this shit don't look too bad. Now you as Polo Assassin don't look too bad. You feel me?
Listen, you know what, man? Thanksgiving.
I don't give a fuck. I can't do it.
So let me ask you, are y'all rocking the Polo Assassin? And do you think it's important right now at your age, whether you wear a USPA or just some off brand stuff, like, do you think it matters now in the age that you're in?
Man, listen, I'm significantly older than both of y'all. And I was out at Marshall, right? I was getting some underwear and some socks. That's what I go there for, right? And when I was looking at the cologne, and that shit said, I saw the Polo, and I was like, oh, snap, I'm gonna go grab this, right? Because they had the little cologne section. And that thing said, Polo Association. Is it Assassin or Association? I swear.
Association, but Assassin just sounds funny.
So I saw that it says Polo Assassin. And I was like, nah, I just couldn't. And it's not even like a brick that you're going to see it. It's a smell. Like, if you can legit tell what a Polo Assassin is, because they're assassinating the hell out of that Polo, right? Nah, I can't. Even at my age, man, I can't be caught dead rocking some fake stuff. I'd rather just rock an off-brand that nobody knows. That's just me personally. But a Polo Assassin? Nah. The horse don't even look right. I mean,
I ain't gonna lie, that sweater was looking kind of sharp. Real shit, without the minus the horse, motherfucker was nice.
I ain't gonna lie, like having it without the band, without the logo on it, I would rock it.
See, I used to have to wear that shit though.
But I tell you, so, it's funny because like growing up, man, B can attest to it. Now I'm a grown man and I can afford to buy all my own stuff now. I used to wear a lot of fake shit. And whenever you run around wearing fake shit, you have I end up getting like a complex from it. So like I used to have these fake ass shoes that I would wear. And everybody knew that the shoes was fake. And they would be laughing at you and shit. Like they would point and they would like snicker and shit, like on the low. And it made me develop a complex. But I know right now in my ripe old age, I don't really care. Well, I will not buy a USPA or no Polo Assassin at all. Like, it's not even a question at this point. I would prefer to wear something without a logo anyway. I wear a lot of clothes with no logos. But I wear a lot of, like, right now my style is literally Levi's, Polos, Nike. I might throw some Gucci on here and there. But other than that, it goes, like, I'll just wear regular clothes most of the time. I don't really concern myself with brands too much.
So, I mean, so to tell you, well, we had these conversations all the time where we kind of grew up underprivileged, right? So in high school, because I used to wear, I'm talking about before high school, I used to wear some knockoff, some nonsense. And just like you're saying, man, you build this complex, I mean, and it's not good, right? But I remember getting my first paycheck working at McDonald's when ninth grade year. And I ran to the motherfucking, to the store to go get me some shit. It was off, I'm from Philly, right? So Germantown, Athens, you know what I mean? And I thought them things was legit, right? So at the time, you know, it was same thing, Polo, Nautica, Tommy Hilfiger. I was in high school, went and caught a couple of that stuff, man. I went to school and they was like, yo, let me see the tag on that. And again, that's why I can't, man. I can't. You know what I mean? All them clothes I just bought, thinking I came up on the low. Nah. Couldn't do it, bro.
It's funny because he said Germantown. B, remember Germantown?
Hell yeah.
It's a safe shit.
Guess we'll get you some Claire Forces.
Hey, bro, it's terrible. But I wanted to ask y'all, like, why do you think us as a community, why do we care about brands so much?
I mean, it's just because of that. Because, you know, if you're not wearing a brand, you'll be ridiculed. And nobody wants to be the butt of any joke, right? Nobody wants to be the butt of the joke. And it's nice to tell a joke on somebody else, right? It's nice to joke on somebody, but nobody wants to be the butt of the joke. So I think that's where it's at. And also, it's a mentality that we have, right? To look more wealthy than what we are. I think it's ingrained in our DNA. I mean, it is. I mean, people like to not think like that, but it's that slave mentality, right? Where we came out of this oppressive situation, and now we have to look like we have money. You know what I mean? And I'm telling you, this is true, right? They did a study on it, like as in your DNA changes, right? As in the stuff that you do consistently. Just like if you think about how your kids can play video games or how they can manipulate a phone, right? Just think about you at that age if somebody would have gave you an iPhone. You don't. It's just the technology, right? It starts ingrained in our DNA, as in operating it. And every time you bust, it's the newest upgrade. I'm being honest. It's the newest upgrade of fucking who you are, right? It's in that DNA. So, yeah, I mean, I'm gonna wrap it right there.
Well, there was a video, and it was talking about the art of selling to, was it the art? It was the secret of selling to the Negro that they made in the 50s. And one of the things that they would always say was, you know, we always want to buy the top tier, like upper echelon stuff. And I do think it is encoded in the fact that we felt as if we were lesser than. So if we buy things that are more expensive, it makes us feel like we're more in the elite, like we're more
on par.
Yes, we're more on par with our, like everybody else. I do think it's because we felt as if we were lesser citizens and whatnot. No. I don't want to continue going down the dang on that sad story, slavery, stuff like that.
I mean, but sometimes we just need to know that, man. And that's how we get out of it, right? I mean, information, just like kind of knowing. So if you don't know, you're just going to keep perpetuating or reciprocating that same shit that we've been going through this all this time, right? So we have to make a stand somewhere, right? It's still hard as fuck for me, still hard as hell for me to make that stand, as in buying an off-brand. You see what I'm saying? It's hard. I mean, it just is what it is.
But I got one more video I want to share with y'all, and then we can go ahead. We definitely didn't mean to do that, but.
That light going.
No, yes, I am.
Hold that the fuck up.
Please. Please.
Ace. No. It's right there, by the way.
How about you? How?
So if y'all see that going on in the store, y'all like, well, of course, there really ain't gonna be nothing that you can really do, but what are your thoughts when if you were to see something like that?
Gang need her ass beat.
Nah, mom need her ass beat.
See, they both know.
She should have fucking checked that behavior when she was a fucking child. She didn't, and now she had to deal with it when this fucking girl's fucking 13, 14. Big ass fucking girl acting like that. Look like a little kid in the store trying to get their cereal of their choice. Your ass down. Mom needs her ass beat. Kid is fine. Is a mom grew her like that?
Yeah, the mom allowed it to get to that point. I mean, it's funny because it was another video I had that was queued up, and it was. Well, I'm gonna play it because it kind of ties into this one too, and then we can go ahead and we can hop off.
Any help you from pulling up and getting that football, go flight from Rat Kelly, give his receiver 8 foot. See if he can try to get up to nice.
So he get to this shit, coach. He said, don't walk away from me. You are fucking uncoachable. Who the fuck do you think you are? You got to get him in. You got to get nose to nose.
Got to get nose to nose, chest to chest.
I think we're going to see a lot more of that, though. But these people get all this NIL.
You want to know why? Because they got fucking coaches as homeboys. You got parents as homegirls. You got these groupie-ass yes men around these kids that ain't checking shit when they see fuck shit happen. So a kid like this, he already feels entitled. And don't nobody give an absolute no fuck how good you were in high school. With 707 right around the corner, these motherfuckers be thinking that they good.
Coach.
Let me tell you something.
I got 62. I got 62 offers.
Motherfucker, you only can choose one. And shit, motherfuckers hitting the damn transfer portal faster than damn cracking the 80s hit the streets.
Ah, man. Gump.
You did? Like these motherfuckers.
Nah, so that to me, that kind of tied in with the other video because it's like, well, one of the things I think college players do need to be paid, but I don't think they need to be paid until after at least the season or after they're done playing for that team, because I do think in a way it ruins college sports because now you're paying these kids, like they're not at the highest level yet. They're still at that intermediate level trying to pet play pro. But yeah, in a lot of these situations, you got, again, like we talk about all the time, these parents want to be friendly with the kids or not checking the stuff that they need to check in these kids early on. I think it's a huge problem.
Right, and then now that coach has to deal with it because it's not just the kid, it's the parent that did that. You see what I'm saying? Now this coaches fucking stress the fuck out, stressed out trying to guide your goddamn child. You know what I mean? But yeah, I mean, back to the pay thing, I think they need to pay them, right? It just depends on, you know, what they do, because they're using their name, image, and likeness, right? So you're using me. They're making a crap load of money. Think about college. They don't have to pay nobody. They're filling the same stadiums as the pros. You see what I'm saying? Pay these kids. I mean, pay them. But it shouldn't be a crazy amount like the NFL, right? But they do need to survive because you are using their name, image, and likeness. That's just personally for me.
Gotcha. B, you got anything you wanted to add? And,
Nah, I'm just agreeing with Mac. I'm gonna agree because shit. But I will say though, the college is gonna be different. It's gonna change the world, and that's what's gonna make. Well, it's not gonna change the world, but that's what's about to make the pro athletes, what you call that, salary, out the roof. It's gonna grow it. Don't be surprised when they start doing 6-year deals, 5-year deals for $900 million, $800 million. Well, they already doing it.
I was about to say, we already almost there.
Yeah, I think the biggest one was like 7-something. It was from Ohani, fucking baseball player. But yeah, don't be surprised if you see a $1 billion contract though, because shit, it's going up and it ain't gonna do nothing but keep going up, because it's harder and harder each year to find as much talent. And you know, these are multi-billion-dollar industries. So
your $1 billion contract is wild now.
Yeah, $1 billion contract is wild, but you gotta,
I'm thinking you're gonna see that in our lifetime.
You gotta think about the revenue being generated through the whole entertainment business, the sports business, period. Like, it's a lot of revenue being generated, bro. Like billions on billions. So yeah, it would be crazy to see one player get $1 billion, but I wouldn't put it past it, bro.
No, I think in the next like 10, 15 years, you're going to see your first $1 billion contract, but it depends on the sport. So soccer gets a little bit more money than any other sport. You'll see it there first.
Well, I thought it was baseball.
Nah, soccer.
No, soccer. Soccer's world. We're talking like the worldwide soccer, but I think you'd see it in soccer first. Baseball, you won't see it for about another 10 years. Football, you won't see it for about another like 15, 20 years.
I don't think we're seeing that shit in our lifetime. $1 billion is crazy. $1 billion is crazy.
It is. But what y'all got to say to people?
Hey, man, listen. We talked about a lot of stuff, man, but support your kids, man. That's how they're going to make it. Bronny James is the baby goat. He's a little goat, right? He's second round draft pick. The kid is still nice for his fucking pick. You don't know the fucking 54th, 53rd, 52nd, or the 50 fucking first pick, bitch ass motherfucker. Of all you people talking shit. I mean, my bad, man. That's it, man. Listen, support your kids and their goal. All right, let them have dreams and aspirations, and support the hell out of your kids. I think it's vital in raising kids to change, you know, our ultimate dynamics. Right, we have to do that. Support your kids, vitally important. That's why Bronny James is in the league.
What you got, B?
Go Lions, we're number one in the league.
Man, get that crap out of here.
We all number right, one, baby.
First and foremost, I want to say thank you to y'all, man. I want to say thank you to Patrick. I want to say thank you to my family, my wife, my kids, and everybody out there that's listening. Y'all know y'all part of the fam too. All right, make sure y'all like, comment, subscribe. If you're watching it on YouTube, if you're watching it everywhere else, go ahead, hit us with a download. All right, we'll be talking some good shit sometimes. All right, and lastly, what I want to leave the people with is, like Mac was saying, right? I want to piggyback off of that, right? Make sure that you support whatever it is that your kids want to do, even if they just want to be a cook at Chick-fil-A, all right? This has been another episode of the We're Not Experts podcast. We out.
Peace. That's drop the whip.